Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
What's happening, Alessia? How are you?
I am amazing.
I'm feeling pretty good, too. This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, and you can always leave us a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at us at Ryan Hoppy Radio. She will have a name soon. And we're on all social media. What's your social media?
Alessia underscore Calandra on Instagram. I know, Ryan, you've been telling me to get one forever, and I haven't.
I think you're perfectly fine doing what you're doing. I have an announcement for Hoppy Hour, by the way. We have picked up our sixth sponsor. So let's go through the list of sponsors we have.
Oh, you're holding out on me.
FitSageFitness.net. What am I holding out on?
You just told me this now. Yay!
Yeah.
Congratulations!
I've learned from all the radio hosts I've worked on, all the shows, all the guys I've worked with over the years, that it's better to save it for the air, that you don't want to just bring it up and tell people during the week, because then if I were to have told you during the week, it wouldn't have been as big of an announcement.
I'm super pumped for us. Read them off.
So we got FitSageFitness.net, which is the best trainer in the Bay Area. You got AmirAcademy.com, the best MMA trainer in the area. You got WestChaseprinting.com, the best printing company. You got RichKBarber.com, and he's the best barber in the Bay. And if you go to tinyurl.com/HoppyMitra, you can save 20% on the best kava and kratom around by using keyword hobby. But now,
woo!
The sixth sponsor,
number six,
to join the Hoppy Hour family is the best product that you can get at Dignitary Tea and Kava House. DZ BZ Honey.
Oh my gosh.
It's Delta 8 CBD honey.
Oh my God, are you for real?
Yes.
So when I make my tea and I add honey, I can add this honey. It's like, right, it's honey.
All right, enough of that. If you can go to Dignitary, it's like $4. You buy it, you mix it in your honey, mix it in your coffee. It's a good vibe.
Yes, I love that. Sleepy time tea with some laced honey. I didn't mean to say laced.
It's not even, no, there's no fentanyl in that, Alessia. I think we're perfectly fine. I don't mess with, I make sure I have my medical card. By the way, I've made an announcement too, the seventh announcement. My seventh sponsor is that I have my medical card, and I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to like smoke in front of people, but I have my card for my anxiety. I literally bring in my crazy pills and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get on into car right now. No sativa for you, and you're overthinking. So yes, go to dzbzhoney.com and at checkout, use keyword hoppy to save 20%.
That's awesome.
So do you notice this trend where I surround myself with the best around, which is why I picked you as a co-host? Do you notice that I'm not just going to get some average honey made in someone's kitchen? Like, they are legit.
I can't wait to try it.
Also, this is part of my day job. Thanks to everybody that came to Buffalo Wild Wings on Dale Mabry, the Goon Squad, hanging out.
Watching. I saw you out there.
Dude, 11 years ago, if you would have told me that I'd be hanging out on a popular radio show at Buffalo Wild Wings, eating wings, eating the sampler.
Living which is the life.
The best thing about Buffalo Wild Wings, in my opinion, is the sampler, because you get a little bit of everything. You get wings, you get mozzarella, you get onion rings, you get nachos. It's a match made in heaven. Even Aaron was like, wow, what a brilliant idea, because everybody kind of had some. Like, if I would have got 24 wings, who's going to want to share that?
Touche. I love a sampler life.
It was a very good vibe. So thanks to everybody that came out to that. And let me see what else I have on my prep sheet. Also, my good, I don't even know if it'd be a father figure. I don't know what it would be. I think it's the first type of friendship of all time, that being my bond with Ian Beckles. Because he's not necessarily, like, he's kind of a father figure.
I feel like
figure.
You love him more than me. He's kind you of an talk uncle. About him more
I
than
literally
me.
Hang out with the guy every single day. And it's a very good vibe. And last night, it was quite funny. I don't know if I have, like, water in my ear at all times because I take baths. There's something actually wrong with me.
Wait, you take baths?
Every day. I take, like, 3 baths a day. Showers are dumb.
I have to ask a question really quick. Sorry.
You can ask whatever you want.
So, does your cat, Luna,
yes.
walk up on the ledge of your tub while you're taking a bath?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah, she's hanging out. She slipped in there a few times, and then she's like, help me! I don't know how to be a cat! You gotta remember, she's the same cat that almost died under my house. She does not know how to animal. That poor cat was like a runt that was just left alone at the crappy animal house
34th Street.
Yeah, don't
go
there.
I got my dog, Lily. Don't,
yeah.
R.I.P. Lily.
It's a good vibe. So what were you gonna ask?
No, that was it. I was asking if your cat comes in the bath with you.
My
cats, when I
does.
Take a bath, try to come play. Like, they, like, love the water.
Well, going back to me taking the baths, I often have water in my ear, and I think because I'm a millennial and I grew up in the iPhone, iPod era.
Where, Ryan, I can't.
What?
I can't.
What?
First of all, in what? Order to have water in your ear, that means you have to go underneath the water.
Oh, I do that.
And
you are
so tall, and we're not talking about, like, a jacuzzi tub in your apartment. We're talking about a standard
bathtub,
and you're so tall that your knees for sure are bending up. So how would you have to shimmy your booty down to get your head and under the water?
And the water's, like, warm to lukewarm, and you're just vibing at 4:45 a.m.
That's,
like,
a scene.
I got to read the sports news in an hour and a half. Let's wake up. It's great. So I have water in my ear a lot. And sometimes I don't hear as well. So Ian Beckles, me and him were hanging out, and Aaron from Pat and Aaron, and he's like, you want to go to Reggae Rise Up? And I'm like, I don't have enough money for that. And he's like, no, do you want to go to Reggae Rise Up? And I was like, I don't have the money for that. And then he's like, Hoppy, I have a ticket. Do you want to go to Reggae Rise Up? And I was like, I should probably quit putting my head under the water so often. Like, I'm getting offered tickets from my, like, one of my closest friends, and I'm like, huh? How can I sabotage this? How can I ruin this? How can I?
Two things to say.
What's up?
One, I thought of so many gifts I could give you now that I know you're a bath taker. Like,
hell yeah,
I
give me those bubbles.
I could get you some bubbles. I could get you some bath salts.
Woo!
I could get you some, like, rubber duckies. No, that's
really
cool.
I'm not a weird guy. I'm just a tall guy.
Sorry.
You're okay.
But, like, I could get you some essential oil bath stuff. This is really fun for me.
Oh, no.
Reggae Rise Up. I was there, too. You were there. We were sending each other pics.
Yeah.
I wish I got to see
you. So how the hell did you get... We'll get to mine in a second.
Yeah.
My whole riveting night. How the hell did you get onto a boat?
First of all, I wish I was that Florida.
And
lake.
Let's describe for people living outside. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just did. So
sorry.
Yeah. Reggae Rise Up was a 4-day festival in downtown St. Pete with, like, Sublime with Rome, Mattis Yahoo,
Revolution.
Thank you. That's why I'm glad I have a co-host. All these
loved
bands.
Revolution.
It was a great vibe. So that's the picture. Where were you at?
Okay. And also to paint the picture, it's on the water. So for those not in Tampa Bay or Florida, right? You can pull your boats up and hear the music. And
yeah, Cleveland.
It was awesome. So I don't get invited on boats often, and my new neighbors
really?
Have a boat. Never.
I would think you would be, I get invited every weekend by a millionaire trying to find a sugar baby, Alessia.
Oh my God, where you at, boy? Where you at? So yeah, my neighbors invited me and my kiddos out. I left my littlest at home. I always have to talk about my kids, you know. But yeah, my 8-year-old and I went out with them. They had kids too. It was so fun. It was kind of, like, rough. Like, the sea was rough, but we had a great time. Made some chicken wings. went out there. You would have liked, you were talking about B-dubs, but I made some chicken wings and I had a lot and I need you to, I should have brought some in.
So Aaron drove me and then we hung out for about an hour and a half and then we like lost Ian. We didn't really know where Ian went and the crowd was getting big.
So Ian followed the smell of the joint is what happened.
Hell yeah, he did.
That's where he went.
Hell yeah. So I walk around, things are good, blah, 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 da, da, da. We're there for an hour. We see Modest Yahoo. We see Revolution. We hear The Last of Sublime. And we're about to leave. And then all of a sudden, I feel this back pain. And I'll get to that in a second. So Aaron drops me off to downtown St. Pete's because he was going to a Grateful Dead cover band show. And I just didn't feel like paying the cover. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you are... Nothing beats Joey Brooklyn's Pizza.
Knew this was coming.
In downtown St. Pete.
Yes.
They made a 10 out of 10 performance. Who wants to go to Mead Market in Hyde Park or go to Charlie's?
No.
I would if I had the money. I'm just saying, literally, let me tell you, there is something about getting food that's not that expensive, but when it's a 10 out of 10 experience, you're just like, oh my God.
We need to get them as a sponsor. Because
I'm going to work on it.
I will go in there. So
maybe you should do the work.
Don't want to name drop, but
oh, no.
The guy that runs it is not named Joey. Just like...
I call him Joey. I'm like, what up, Joey?
What up? And he know. And yeah, no.
I don't.
But I called there and I moved recently. I used to live downtown St. Pete for like a decade and I moved. And so when I called, my number popped up and he's like, hey, yeah, same address, you know, knows my order. And I'm like, actually, I moved. And I think I'm out of your, like, delivery zone. And he's like, nah, babe, you can be anywhere. We're going to deliver to you.
Hot girl
and
perks.
And I was like, yes. And then they delivered a pizza. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And shout out to Joey Brooklyn's. Please sponsor our podcast.
Do you think that was the hot girl percentage off
no,
deal?
No, I think it was the... We have built a relationship and we cool and I got you, which is the best kind of like deal to get.
Speaking of you being hot and whatever, I need to talk to you about something.
Dear God, you mentioned that and I blush every time.
I swear I'm not just saying this. Like,
but
I'm not,
you know, Ryan, I can't control my genes. I told you that.
Okay.
No one can control their genes. If someone's like, you're so smart. Thank you. I actually worked to like have the knowledge.
Hell, you
I
better
have in
work,
my brain.
Cover girl.
Cover girl.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Okay, you talk.
Okay, good. So I get told maybe 20 times since we last recorded our episode. So if somebody who's listening to this said this to me, I'm not really talking about you. I'm talking about all of you. Everybody comes up to me and I should just use that as a sound effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing. They come up to me. Oh my God, your co-host is so hot. I'm like, okay. And I've had like five or six dudes go, how do you just like hang around a hot girl that you're not having sex with? And I'm like, that is why you're not getting laid. You have the Mike Pence syndrome of, unless it's my wife, I can't be around women. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Control.
I mean, I'm
control.
Aware you're hot, but I'm not like, you're just like not my type, really. Like,
really?
You're hot as.
I'm not your type.
I mean, we wouldn't vibe. We would ruin each other. We would crush each other.
I love
you. I would ruin you. And oh,
see,
man.
I feel that like you and I, like for me, I love you like a brother, like genuinely.
I don't know that because I don't have any siblings, so I can't relate to that.
Okay, well,
I love
do,
you
so
and just love. It's not like a sibling thing.
Yeah, okay, touche. I love you as in love too. But
we
like,
gotta have sex though. There's no way a man and a woman can work together.
No, and see, what? That's the thing. I respect you so much, and I know you respect me, and that's what makes our relationship so great. We want the best for each other, and
whatever.
I really. Okay, so
I've had enough.
All right,
I'm just
cool.
Kidding.
Let's move
I'm
on.
Kidding. I'm cracking
I was,
jokes
again. How late was I today? 50 minutes late.
I don't care. I was outside.
I'm so sorry.
Listening to pie. That is something you got to work on. I don't care.
Do you?
You're
know
not what? Being paid for this yet. Soon. But I'm just saying. I don't care if you're late. You're a single mama too that needed a nap because you got turned up on a Friday and you're so old and you're so out of touch that drinking a little bit got you tired. You're fine.
Bah, 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 bah. I'm making my own sound effects today because you're not dropping them for me.
You're just driving me nuts.
Normally your fingers are heavy on that board over there dropping sound effects, but today I'll be doing the sound effects for
Poppy
today's podcast.
Hour.
Alessia. Thanks. What are we going to do with you?
Happy hour will be right
back.
Some
news.
Oh my God. You are sassy today. And when I mean, you are like 10 out of 10 sassy.
Boy, you don't even know.
I don't want to know. I sincerely
don't. No, you don't want to know.
I'd be so afraid. I think the only time I've seen you boss me around was early on when the social media sucked, and you go into this attack mode, and I'm like, please don't hurt me. Oh, dear Lord. This following segment's been brought to you by RichKBarber.com. Rich Keeley. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I'm kind of taking a risk by playing this beat, but it doesn't have a link to a song, so... If this episode gets deleted, sorry. Go to RichKBarber.com because you can't just show up over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard and be like, hi, can I get a haircut? No, no, no. You got to sign up at RichKBarber.com. And it's worth the wait. You might have to wait 5 days. Oh, I must go to Lady Jane's where everyone's beautiful. No, no, no. Rich is beautiful as well, and if you gotta wait the 5 days, your haircut is gonna be an amazing experience. So go to RichKBarber.com and sign up, and when you go there and you sit down, tell them I sent you. And normally I would say, ask him what I've said in the past, because he's like a shrink, but the thing about shrinks is they keep everything private, and that guy could write a book about my life. You got to think, I've had 33 haircuts. I checked the app, so he's heard everything. And I'm not just saying he heard everything because he heard everything. He knows everything about me.
He's like, here comes Ryan.
Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Alessia, how do you deal with me? How do you handle me? So for people that want to know, we have taken 3 takes on this segment. Usually we do the full segment, but for some reason, the full show without any breaks. But for some reason, her headphones weren't working, so then we took a break, and then we just had a really good 5-minute segment, and then I wasn't recording, so at least I checked it out. But Alessia, for Ryan, people out there that want to know how to handle me, how do you deal with me?
I love it. I love dealing with you.
So we were talking when it never was ever heard. Isn't that weird to think that like we just did a really good segment and no one's going to ever hear it? Like it's very bizarre.
Not meant to be heard, Ryan.
Okay. So here's the thing. You were talking about Matt Barnes, who was a pretty good NBA player. He wasn't amazing. He was just kind of dirty. He was just kind of annoying. He was just kind of a scumbag, you know? Like, he was always getting in everybody's face and being the bully because he wasn't talented enough to, like, score 30 points on the players, so he's going to bother them. He's going to get into their head. But there is one thing that he is not doing. And what is that, Alessia?
He ain't paying his child support, Ryan.
Oh, I'm so glad Matt Barnes is broke. I mean, knowing NBA players, he could be broke. I mean, they go through money like, let's just not have any money when we're 70 type of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, NBA players just fly through their money, and his net worth is $13 million. So he's not that rich. Like, he's rich, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like he was making $900 million ka-thousand or whatever the numbers would be like LeBron did.
Right, right.
That's going to add up over time. $135,000 in back child support, that's going to add up.
It is, yeah. He owes ex-wife Gloria Govan $133,000 in past due child support payments. Holy crap. And his monthly child support limit, I shouldn't say limit, he owes her, the amount is $20,000 a month. Holy crap. Where do these people live? Like LA? Because
yes,
what is their mortgage?
He played for the Lakers. I don't even want to know what their mortgage is. You look at all the zeros and you're like, I just can't relate.
That's insane.
And he's been known to get into fights with other players like
that were
like dating his ex. Like, Derek Fisher is, like, either married or dating his ex.
Oh.
So, everybody in the NBA is an Eskimo brother.
She's getting around that.
Yeah, she likes that money.
She likes that NBA money. Another thought, too, is, like, why does Matt Barnes not want to pay it? Like, is it this ego, bitter, stricken...
deadbeat dad?
I don't know what it is. You know what for me, here's where we are in the state of Florida. For those who are not in the state of Florida.
Yes.
There's a child support calculator online where you plug in, not that I know from experience, you plug in your numbers. You can't cheat on it. You can't make shit up. You plug in your numbers. You plug in how many children you have. You put in all the information. And it actually calculates what a father or mother would owe in child support. And then you have these guys, not speaking from experience.
We got it.
That just don't think the number's fair. But guess what? I'm not making it up. If we're plugging it in, it is what it is. And I think Matt Barnes is one of these guys. Anywho, touchy subject.
You need to find a man. I feel like I'm looking for a girlfriend. I'm not really looking hard, but I'm attempting. You know what? I would rather be single and alone forever and you find a man than me find a girl in my dreams. You know what I'm saying? I've had a good ride. I've had a good run. But you need to like meet somebody that's going to like take over Alessia.
How do you know I haven't?
Ooh, have you?
In other news,
No.
Someone can't just tease me.
You can't just tease me. You can't just give me the tip and then all of a sudden not give it.
Oh my goodness.
Tell me who you're dating.
I'm dating no one.
He needs my approval.
But there is someone who's dating someone, and that's UFC fighter Jeff Molina.
Yeah.
Jeff Molina was kind of leaked a video of him performing a sex act on another man. He did come out as bisexual on his Twitter account.
Who cares? He can beat your ass.
But he said he was, you know, discouraged in the way his personal information came out without him wanting to disclose that information.
Being exploited when you're famous, that never happens.
Right. That's true. It's sad. It's sad.
Happens all the time.
He was saying he dated his girls his whole life, but was on the wrestling team in high school, MMA in college. And then when he made it big with the UFC, he felt awkward coming out to his coaches and teammates because he thought that they would view him a certain way.
The problem is there are people that would do that. I don't personally
100%.
Do that. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I'm focused on what's going on in my bedroom, so I don't really care as long as it's not illegal things. But my God, there's a lot of MMA fighters that are like, get this guy out of here.
Well, you know, I've been loving the NFL players the last decade that have been coming out because just because you're a man and you play a sport doesn't mean you can't be gay or bisexual. And it is what it is.
Preach.
I guess people get weirded out, and it goes for lesbians too. We play sports and then you're like, is this person hitting on me because they are? Or is it just friendly? And you have to, I guess, trust that person is going to be professional and not cross the line. Like, it's not like this is anything new. I think it's just different for men. It's not like I wasn't on basketball teams in high school with lesbians. I love the gays. But, you know.
You really do.
I do. I appreciate everybody. You be you. If you hit on me and I'm not into it, I'll tell you. But
yeah, you will.
But I guess a guy in that kind of sport, UFC, you're grappling. It's a very close close contact sport.
How do I say this politely? Let me think about this.
Do you think
you notice how he wasn't like playing basketball or he wasn't playing football where like you're kind of not near the dudes? You notice how he was wrestling and he was doing UFC where the body contact, you're right on the dudes, man.
You do, and sometimes you're flipping and reversing.
That's what I'm saying. I think he was just like, I want to be manly, but I also really want to be around men.
That's possible. For sure. He could have chosen that sport for a reason, but I don't know. I think men just want to play sports and be able to be gay and be in the locker room and not feel like their teammates are, you know, thinking they're going to.
I love that when the guys are like, I don't want him to have sex with me. And it's like, I don't think he's going to because you're a hetero and you got a small D if you think everybody needs to have sex with you. I've noticed that recently with the male gender. And this is not me projecting. This is me seeing this. You know why it's not me projecting? Because I'm working with a 10 out of 10 woman that I'm never going to have sex with while I'm on this planet. There is this idea, either with women onto men or gay men onto hetero men, where hetero dudes go, oh, I can't be around that woman, or I'm going to have sex with her. And here's the other example with gay men. Oh, my God, don't bring them around me. I don't want them to have sex with me. And it's like these hetero guys that have such a high opinion of themselves. And guess what, Chad? They're not into you just because you have money and you're cool. It's a certain type of person that hangs out in South Tampa that's like, oh, get them away from me.
It's funny you say that, Ryan, because I am actually attracted to a guy who...
Tell me about him. He needs my approval.
Who is straight. No, I'm not saying like this is the guy. I'm saying I am attracted to men specifically who are straight that can handle themselves around other gay men and feel confident and just like embrace it and not, I'm not saying I want them to hook up. I'm saying if they're straight and they're around a gay guy, they don't make this like deal about it. They're cool. We're all friends. We're hanging and they're confident and secure enough in their own skin to just like let it ride and have a good time.
You know what I think
not
it
actually
is?
Let it ride.
I was
know.
The other day, man, I got to work on it. Not interrupting
I
you.
I know I always interrupt you. I'm so sorry. Okay.
We're good. I was really thinking about it the other day. I think Tinder and Bumble messed up this generation.
Actually, Ryan, it says scientists are saying ethical porn is what has fucked up
our
generation.
Porn and dating apps are two different things. But read the article and I will let you know why porn and dating apps are two different things. Before I get to the article, I want to tell you what I was going to get at is we have too many options. Like, I think our grandma and grandpas,
too many.
I wonder what they were like in the 50s. If they were just banging everything after being in World War II, or if they were modest and Catholic.
I honestly think...
Imagine if the 50s, if like Elvis was on Raya, he'd be getting laid so much.
That is the truth. Dang, I haven't thought of it like that.
Hell yeah.
I think it's different. I think love is different. Raising children's different. Everything's different. Technology,
money.
Where we're at, has changed things. You know, my dad sent me a video the other day, and it was like flashing back. If you were born in the 60s, 70s, 80s, like this is what childhood was like. And it was like showing clips like, oh, you stayed out after, you know, when the lights turned on and it was nighttime, you went into your house. And other than that, you didn't wear helmets and you got scraped knees. And I don't know, it was just a different upbringing.
I hate those memes.
But then we have like some of like the most successful people from those generations. I genuinely mean that. And then our generation now, I really think we are deteriorating all the beauty that could be with our expansion mentally, but I'm getting a little wordy here. But
I don't mind it.
But yeah, I think that I really think it's gone overboard with options and who we're trying to be and all the access we have. It's constant information download. I don't know if we were wired to handle this.
Here's what I thought about this the other day. Ooh, that was a cool little LinkedIn sound effect. Oh, I got a LinkedIn message. Hi, Ryan. Saw we're mutual friends and thought we should connect. I'm focused on building my podcast production agency and business. Are you working on any exciting projects? I'll message him later. Okay.
I love how you're on LinkedIn while we're in the middle of our podcast.
Hell yeah. I'm doing a bunch of things. I'm listening. Listen to me. You know what I think really messed up this generation?
What?
Is the fact that we got laid a lot in our 20s. I think we had way too much sex. And I think the problem is, it was so easy that a lot of the sex you had, at least in a hookup culture, when you're single in your 20s, the lot of sex you had was like you'd go to a girl's house and get laid. You know what I'm saying? Or you would hang out for 3 dates and get laid. But there was never really a friendship. There were some friends with benefits. But what I'm saying is with the hookup culture, there's like no emotion.
I was just about to use that word.
I think now that I'm essentially 30. I'm 29. I'm fucking 30. And now it's like, I feel like our generation, now we're seeing the clock ticking, especially for women, because they got to have kids in the next 6 years. And I feel like we don't know how to love. I don't know if I've ever felt love. And I'm not just saying that to throw shade. I'm truly saying I don't think our generation's ever felt love. Because to me, the attraction comes from like when you start to, you're first friends with the girl, and you hang out with the girl, and you get to know the girl, and then you get laid after 2 months. I feel like our grandma and grandpas had to do more work to date each other. And now we're like, you want a BJ? Come on over.
My favorite story, Ryan, was one my grandfather told me when we were driving to Orlando one day. It was just him and I in the car, and I was just like, how did you and grandma get together? And my grandparents are from Italy, and so they, long story short, he said, you know, they knew each other's family, and 3 days in, he asked for her hand in marriage and had to get the approval. And
that was risky.
Life was different. They were married over 55 years and he passed away recently. But that is love. I mean, that's goals to me. But you hit the nail on the head. And
thank
it's
you.
Like all the relationships I've had and partners that I've been with, have I actually felt that deep emotional connection? I have two kids with someone that I don't think I ever had a deep emotional connection with. I mean, that's crazy. And I think a lot of us are, I don't want to say wasting our lives, but
we are.
We're kind of on autopilot going through. I went through a decade where I felt like that and I settled. And it's like, why are we settling? Why are we not really listening
to
that intuition?
We're getting pressure from our parents. When are you going to have kids? When are you going to get married? I mean, you hit the check mark of one
and
two.
But if we're getting that pressure, we should take it more seriously. And our culture here does not take it seriously. And
there's a problem. And it's something that our brains
yes.
cannot comprehend.
I think it honestly stems from TV and music. We were brought, it could have been every, I just think it's American culture.
There's a big problem.
Yeah.
And there's two things that are so unfair about life. The first one is how short animals' lives are, but
yes.
scumbags live to be 100. And the second thing is that men can have kids at 75 and women shut down at 38.
Oh, geez.
I mean, think about it. If you were born in 93,
mm-hmm.
you only have 6 to 7 to 8 years left to have a kid.
I was born in 90.
But you already done it. You already achieved it.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Think about the class of 2012. How quickly that has gone by. And mm-hmm. they're going to be 30.
Wow.
They have 7 years to have kids. And I don't think the millennial men are really meant to be fathers. I don't see them. It's just bad. It's bad. We need to rely on Gen Z being a bunch of sluts. I'm just saying, like, we're running out of time here. We're not here forever.
We're running out of time. It might not be a bad thing if we don't procreate anymore. I think we're good.
I honestly want this planet to explode. One day, we totally deserve this life that no one else in the universe is given. We totally deserve the way we treat this planet. Ybor
no,
City.
There was something about, you know, NASA spotting a UFO mothership that was entering our galaxy. This is real news. This is not fake news. You can check NASA's Instagram account.
Remember, like,
along.
Weekly world news? It was at the self-checkout of wherever you would go grocery shopping in the 2000s. And it would be like, Bigfoot has a sex tape.
That's hilarious.
Never mind. Go back to what you were saying.
Yeah, so they said that some UFO mothership has entered our galaxy. So, Ryan, you're like, oh, we're the only ones in the universe. I don't think so.
I think the life on other planets is not a human. I think we're the only humans that we know of. But I also think it's just fiction. I'm not saying that science is inaccurate, because I don't know what to believe, but they have been incorrect on some things. Nobody hits 100, and I think when you... hitting 100 would be awful. I mean, hitting 1,000. Glad I corrected that. Someone would have messaged me and been like, hitting 100 is pretty bad in baseball. Okay. The thing is, I don't think we can comprehend anything, so we're just guessing. We're just guessing.
I thought that the other day,
we're
too.
We're just guessing.
I was like, how did this happen? I went into that, like, deep thought spiral where you just, you know those deep thought spirals.
I have them right now.
But I was questioning, and then answers came to me, Ryan. I'm not saying I was sober. I'm just saying answers came to me.
Was this an edible night? Was this a bottle of wine and crying night?
No tears have been shed from these eyes, Ryan.
Hell yeah. So what happened? What was your grand epiphany?
I don't want to drop religion on everybody listening, but
go ahead.
It kind of went that way. And I'll just say, I feel like I got some clarity out of it, and it was all good.
No.
Are we going to a break? Ready? Bump, bump, bump,
Alessia. I need you to tell me real quick. And I'm being dead serious
here.
Okay,
you want me to tell you what I... like?
I'm an atheist. Went to church for 21 years, about 18 years.
Okay.
I got confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Mass every week. I had to deal with it. And I don't believe a lick of it. I don't think any of it's possible. So please tell me.
All right. Just a disclaimer. Just because I grew up a certain religion or believe in a certain faith now does not mean that I agree with the politics that surround religious groups and the extremists that can be in different religious groups. I think any relationship you have with God or the universe or what you choose to call it is most importantly your own personal relationship that can be from anywhere. If you choose to go to a place of worship, that's great too. And I respect all religions and all walks of life. So that's my disclaimer. So I grew up Catholic. I go to a Christian church here now pretty regularly. Very spiritual person, always deep diving into, you know, more about myself, more about God. I feel love. I've had experiences in my life where I've felt God around me genuinely, and it's moved me. So I was feeling some type of way one night, and I was really, really praying, thinking hard on this topic. And I was like, why the F would we be sent down to this planet without an instruction book? Okay, now you might see where this is going, but I have to walk you through my thoughts first.
I'm listening.
So I was like, why? And I was kind of getting mad. I'm like, why would someone send us down here without instructions? Why would a creator send us down here without, you know, giving us like a handbook of like, here's where you're at and keep us all guessing? And then I realized that they did send someone down and they did give us a handbook. And for my faith, that's the Bible. For other people's faith, it's another religious text. And again, this is less about religion and more about the way your culture and traditions and text, you know, encourage you. But so many religions are intertwined, and the base of the religions are about love. You know, that's what intertwines them and connects them. And recently I learned about the Baha'i faith. I am not Baha'i. I'm still looking into it. It's this connectedness of all the religions being valid and equal. And again, we need to separate in our minds when we say religion, right? A lot of people are like, priests molest children and the Catholic Church is this.
Every religion has it, but the Catholic Church is pretty bad.
They all have something. You know, there's Muslim extremists and we have this negative view. And what I want our listeners to separate is not the view we have on religions. Ryan's laughing, and I'm having a deep talk right now.
Breaking news.
Okay, cut.
Diocese priest take it in. Oh. A child sex abuse.
No, it's sad, and it happens all
I'm not laughing that happened. It's just the algorithm that, like, literally it showed me.
A lot of people get scared about church and religion in general because of these stories that come out. But you have to remember, these people are human. They're not our God. They're not the source that connects all of our energy. They are human beings and they chose their role in their path. And it's very sad the things that come out, but we're not there to worship them. We're there if we choose to gather and to just be in the presence of what we think is good. And so again, it's mostly about like the relationship you have in your own personal space and in your heart and in your mind. And I've just witnessed it so many times in the way my life has moved and the, you can call it like fate experiences that have happened, but it really is divine guidance and intervention. And I've always been someone who has felt my loved ones around me, people that have passed away. I just think I'm a very in-tuned person. And so I feel like I've witnessed it, and I hope everyone has that opportunity to, regardless of your walk of life or how you were raised. You know, we all feel this thing inside and this love and connectiveness. And it's not there all the time. Like, we have shit days and we forget about it. And our faith kind of comes in waves and seasons, but it's still there. It never leaves us. And people have different names for it, but whatever you feel, you know, drawn to calling it is great. And now I'm going on, and that's all I have to say.
All I know is, if you see a priest talking to a kid at church, call the cops.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Ah, man, we've done a 40-minute show, and I want to do one 20-minute segment, so this is going to be the last commercial break. We're doing a production meeting. We're changing the show a little bit today.
Uh-oh.
This following segment's been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area, FitzAgeFitness.net, AmirAcademy.com, Mitra 9, Kava, and Kratom, Alessia. Let me tell you, I am so honored, and I am so grateful to have them on the team. So here's how it goes. You go to tinyurl.com/hoppymitra and you can save 20% at checkout on the best kava and kratom around. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com. You need a way to relax. You need a way to chill. When I tell you that their honey is the best around, I am a man. I would say of my words.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Enough of the deep conversations. You can go to Joe Rogan for that. But I did enjoy it. I want to spice up the show a little bit, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hell yeah. Now I'm like wondering where my life's going.
Should we go into a superficial direction? Because I have more news.
Please, tell me what the hell is in your pile, Alessia.
Well, Ryan, bling bling, because Kylie Jenner has a 24-karat gold iPhone phone case. And I mean, when you're rich, what else would you have? Kylie and Khloe Kardashian got some pretty nice custom 24-karat gold phone cases with their names on it and company logos. How fancy. Mm-hmm. This is second to the most expensive Apple Watch created, which contains 443 diamonds and is an aerospace-grade titanium. People are fancy, y'all.
I mean, literally, that is the price of 20 iPhones.
Could I ask you something, Ryan?
Insanity. What's happening, Alessia?
So, you're rich. You have all the money in the world.
Yeah.
Is there a timepiece? Is there an item that you're like, when I make it to that level?
Hot tub in my mansion. And have my own lawnmowers and everybody do all the work for me. That's all you want, a lawn service team
and a hot tub in a mansion. That's where we're at?
Yeah.
Am I invited?
Of course. No, I don't want you to help
Can
me
I
make
Can I mow
this.
Your lawn?
If you want to.
Perfect.
If you're down with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of taking women back a little bit, making them do work, you know? I'm just saying.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe some women would go, actually, that's sexist because women should be allowed to. If you want to mow the lawn, mowing the lawn is one of the worst things about life. I despise the process of mowing a lawn. I'm not exactly a fan of it. I don't exactly dig it.
Maybe if it was like a riding lawnmower, then I wouldn't feel so bad.
Just like King of the Hill. Oh, that's right. You don't watch King of the Hill. Missing out on one of the greatest shows ever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Alessia, what else is in your pile over there? Or what's going on in your brain?
Oh, I already shared a lot about my brain. But basically, to touch back on what we were speaking about earlier, scientists are saying ethical porn is now affecting our brains. And this is just so obvious. I feel like we don't even need to talk about it.
It is. But there's this weird thing. It's such a taboo subject. And I don't know until the boomers die. Like when the last person from that generation dies, then we'll be fine.
You know what's funny?
Here, what?
It's funny that these are the articles you put on my desk to read, and it could not relate to you more, Ryan. Are you telling me to read this so you, to yourself, like,
no,
ethical porn is bad for your brain?
No, here's
printed by the man who is addicted to porn.
Here's the thing. Here's what I find fascinating about this discussion. If you're single, and you're a single man, you're just alone.
Right.
And it's hard to go to bed if you don't crank it. I'm sorry.
It's an addiction.
It feels good.
And also,
life's hard.
It's not reality.
Okay. Now, there's one thing, Alessia, to take it and go, that's how all sex is going to be. But there's men have urges. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Women do too. I don't disagree that scientifically it skews your brain and it actually can ruin your relationships. And so that's what the scientists are saying, that they studied 3,500 people in relationships ages 30 years old on their porn use, and porn use is high in the United States.
Yeah, it feels good. It's fun. Life's hard. It helps you.
It's an escape. It's an escape. 82 million people in the United States watch pornography every month.
So if a man is horny and goes
A woman,
it's different. Stop.
It's not different.
It is so. A man can look at a hot woman at a bar that walks in and goes, I want to have sex with that woman. No woman does that unless it's some pretty boy.
That's
women
not true.
Like him. I'm telling you, it's so different. Unless I am talking to one of the horniest women around, being Alessia. I'm just saying, unless you're telling me that you want sex at all times, most women do not want sex at all times. Men, if they were told, hey, you can have sex with this woman right now. All you have to do is get a motel. If you had the money, you would do it. I'm just being real. I know that might sound a little sexual, but I'm just telling you how men think. I'm just telling you.
A motel. Thank you. Next. Applebee's in a motel with Ryan Hoppy.
I don't go to motels. I have a nice apartment. Second of all, here's the thing. I'm talking about the everyday guy, the scumbag. I'm not a scumbag.
How often do you wash your sheets?
Once a week.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Don't lie on the podcast.
I do wash my sheets. Get the hell out of here.
I really hope you do.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, when you lived with a high-class woman, you learned high-class things. 856-49-HAPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. You get the point. Alessia, what else is going on?
Well, TikTok has a new trick. I'm not on TikTok, Ryan. Are you?
I'll upload my video, and then I will delete it. I'm not a big fan of the algorithm. Going on YouTube's fun. It shows you songs you forgot about. If you listen to R. Kelly, I don't know why you would, besides that one song. Ignition, hot up in the kitchen.
I love Ignition, but God, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't offend anyone by admitting that.
He's talented. You can't hide from it. Everyone tries to hide from R. Kelly being good. Anyway, the algorithm on YouTube always shows what you want to watch.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing. Sipping on Coke and rum.
I'm going to a high school to pick up my girlfriends tonight.
Sorry, I really like that song. It just gets in my head.
It's a great song. Here's the thing. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, that TikTok and the algorithm wants you to feel bad. If you look up something on YouTube, it'll show you the negative angle about it. It'll never show you something positive that makes you go, oh, there's a chance of positivity. TikTok is an evil platform. And I'm not trying to sound like one of the right-wing guys on AM radio. TikTok is garbage. It's run by China.
I didn't even get to tell you the new feature, though.
What's the new feature?
Apparently, your voice can allow you to scroll. You don't even have to use your hands. So TikTok is going hands-free, which is pretty cool, I guess, for the TikTok users.
Yeah, it sounds good. Just consume as much garbage as possible.
Just scroll with your eyes.
I don't get it. I don't get why people are on that app. It doesn't make you feel good. Unless I'm a negative person, kind of, and I look up negative things, kind of. Maybe that's why my algorithm's doing it. Maybe I need to look up inspirational things all day long, and then everything will be changed.
What annoys me is that TikTok is really the new Vine. I mean, no one remembers Vine.
Vine was garbage.
I just dropped Vine, and everyone's like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Just like MySpace was Facebook, and now it's and now Facebook is out to people, but it's there's always something, and everyone thinks TikTok is the thing, but there were a million apps just like TikTok that were out before TikTok, and it just, I don't know why this one blew up, and I wonder the same about Facebook and all the other apps. It's crazy.
We're doomed.
I
want to
play a game.
We're doomed.
Can we play that game I like?
All right. Here's what we're gonna do.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to read off the commercials, and then we're going to play that game. Are you good to play that game? Are you ready to play that game?
Yes. I love it. That's my favorite game.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. And when I tell you that they are the best podcast network around, I am a man of my words. This is also being brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. They air Happy Hour every single Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. And if you go on the Odyssey app or tune in there, you can get all the info. Go to RyanHoppyRadio.com. And let me tell you, it has all the info, all the links to all my sponsors, DZBZHoney.com, AmirAcademy.com, FitzAgeFitness.com, all the .coms, you know. It's a good time. We're going to come back and have a little fun and then get the hell out of here.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Call Happy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
It's time to turn Hoppy on.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. So I actually left the game butthurt in the car, but I have a solution.
I'm sad.
I made it work.
Okay.
Have you ever party version?
No. I really liked the game butthurt. I'm not ready for this one. Also, disclaimer, my dad was like, can you warn me before I listen to your podcast next time? And then I was like, ooh, I thought we were cool, Dad. I thought.
Everyone has sex, okay? Everybody has sex. I'm sorry.
I'll let you know next time. All right.
Really? He's gonna be mad about that?
He wasn't mad, but he's like, just like, let me know.
I get it. My mom knows everything about me. It's frightening. Have you ever been lost in an amusement park? On vacation.
Me?
Yeah.
I lost this Beanie Baby stuffed animal that I bought because I put it in the wrong stroller. And I was so sad. But that's the only thing. I've never been lost, but I did lose something.
I got lost. 2008, went to Disneyland, saw one of my friends from my hometown who went to my church in Chicago. And I ditched my parents. And then I got lost till midnight. And then I met my parents in the middle at the Mickey Ears at Disneyland. It was kind of fun. I had my radio with me. Oh, what a surprise. And I was just like walking around. It was fun. I was really hungry. My dad was so mad at me. Oh, if you're going to be mad at me about ditching, you know, no. I need to see a therapist. Oh, wait, that's right. I saw one on Friday.
How'd that go?
It went great. It went wonderful. It was amazing. It was a great time.
Do they want to sponsor our podcast?
He actually has talked about that before.
That's funny.
Have you ever talked your way out of getting into trouble? Oh, I bet you have so many hot girl card memories there.
I have to be honest about. So this is a completely different direction, but this is the story that came to my mind.
Go on.
I'm in high school, and they were doing renovations on our high school, so they had those like classroom portables outside, and I was in one. I was at science class, I think. With my friend, bell rang, we're walking out, okay? This is the picture. We're walking out of the portable. I'm with my friend Roberto, and somehow, hand to God, I did not do it, but somehow the fire alarm came down. Like, he shoved me, or we were, like, all pushing out of the portable, and somehow, like, my elbow knocked into it and pulled down the fire alarm. I know it sounds impossible.
I believe you.
But I would tell you if I did, and I did not, and I got in so much trouble.
You seem like you were a troublemaker.
I was in religion class, the next class, and the principal came to my religion class, points at me, and just gives me the finger to like wave me in his direction. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was scared. And then
scared
Roberto and I got sat down in the principal's office and he's like, so how did it happen? And I forgot to mention like the craziest part.
What?
So we're leaving the classroom. And because I hit the fire alarm, the alarm goes off and the fire truck and everybody comes to the school and the whole school's outside. And I'm like, what the hell? Was that us? Did something happen? Like, it was a mess. It was a mess. And I got in trouble and I was like, I didn't do it. I swear. And they did not believe me. But that was a moment that I was telling the God honest truth. Here's another time in high school I got accused of something. I have to tell this story now. Yeah. I was at gym class. Our gym class was mixed with like the class above me. I think I was a sophomore. They were juniors at the time, or maybe I was a junior and they were seniors. I started talking to this guy in the class above me, and the girls in his class didn't like that a younger girl from a different class was starting to infiltrate on their guy group.
They were all washed up hags and you're beautiful.
They were mad at me. So what happened was I was in track and field and we had a meet that day. So I was in the gym for gym class and I had to run out to my car to grab my bag to change into my track and meet clothes for our track meet. And so I went out to my car, grabbed my bag, came inside and changed. Well, the next day at school, I get pulled into the principal's office. Some girl's car, one of the girls that hated me in the older class, got keyed, and they swear it happened by me when I went out to my car to grab my gym bag. So hand to God again. Never keyed this girl's car in my life, but she was sobbing in the principal's office that I'm, you know, batshit crazy and I'm such an a-hole and she hates me and how I ruin her life. And I'm like, what is this girl talk? I literally don't talk to her. She was jealous that I was dating an older guy in her class. Long story short, she keyed her own car to plot it on me. But both times, Ryan, my principal did not believe me. And I still feel like I need to, like, I know the truth in my heart, people.
Let it go.
I know the truth in my heart.
Okay. We got 4 minutes left.
Can you ask another question?
I want to end the show on this. I want to tell you, I forgot to tell you about something.
Okay.
Last night, oh my God, I had the most infuriating night after about 10:30 p.m. So the surge prices for taking a lift after leaving downtown St. Pete, it was a lot. So I was like, I'm willing to walk. I will walk to the outskirts and then take an Uber. And I was like by myself. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like wait 30 minutes because they have that option. You save like $15. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting on a bench, hanging out. And like 25, 30 minutes happens. You gotta remember I had 2 Jack and Coke, so I wasn't drinking a lot, but I was a little tipsy. And it said that my Uber was there. And I'm like, okay. But he wasn't there. He drove by, claimed to pick me up, and then drove halfway to my house, and then the ride ended. I was charged $15 after waiting 40 minutes. And before I realized what was going on, I called him. And he was like a guy from the Middle East. And I call him, like, hello, where are you at? And he goes, and hangs up. And I'm actually kind of glad.
Was he doing it? What sound was that?
I'm glad I didn't go into his car. So I ordered a second lift. And then the guy says that that's a scam drivers are doing is they're driving by, picking up real quick, and then leaving. So I reported the guy on Lyft when I got home.
Yeah.
I got him banned. Bitch! Burn in hell!
Do you want me to comment? I thought you were for sure going to end the show on that note. That got hyped up, Ryan Hoppy. You got someone fired from their job.
A scam.
Do not pick Ryan Hoppy up when he's on the side of the
pick
road.
Pick me up. I was waiting 40 minutes like a patient angel. Like I did nothing.
Oh, that breaks.
How awful of a scam is that?
Wow. I still don't understand what the sound effect had to do with any of that story, but
I called him. because I called him.
But what was he? What was that sound effect?
It was the weirdest.
He was making that sound, and what do you stop? What do you think that was? What was it?
Bro, I was so creeped out. It was going
I'm
on.
Confused.
It was going on like 12:50. You're confused.
I'm
the fucking.
You know what?
Here's our last question. I don't swear on this show, but I'll tell you. You're confused. I'm the fucking one that waited 40 minutes in a bad neighborhood and then had to get a second fucking lift.
You're hilarious, first of all, and secondly,
why?
What's your worst Uber Lyft story? Because I have some weird ones.
We'll end the show on this. Mine was leaving the Snoop Dogg concert in Wiz Khalifa. In 2016, and I was in a dirty car with my friend, and the mom was smoking cigarettes. And I say mom because her daughter was with him.
Oh my gosh.
That was like 7 years ago.
So about 7 years ago, yeah. I needed extra money. I was a single mom on the off with my ex. I decided to Uber. I had my Audi A4, small sedan car, and the car seat in the back. I don't even think I took it out when I worked. And I only did it for a little bit, but I remember picking up this guy and his friend and driving them pretty close, dropping them off on Central, but the guy would not get out of my back seat. So his friend, who was a girl, got out of the car. You know, everything was fine. They were going to go out to a bar, they said. And then the guy wouldn't get out of my car until he got my phone number, which was, you want to be polite because they're your customer. And at this stage in my life, I was a big people pleaser. I hadn't learned not to be yet. Mm-hmm. So I just like kept conversating with him in my car, wasted 20 minutes talking to him, ended up giving him my number when I didn't want to. And that's that story. Another time when I was riding as a passenger in a car, the guy definitely lived out of his car. And that was really, really sad. Like I walked in and he was brushing his teeth in the front seat and had like his whole life in his car.
Yeah, that's sad.
So that was something.
What do you got going on this week? Anything fun? Soccer practice? Date with that guy you're not going to tell me about?
What am I doing this week? Lots of work. Nothing fun. What am I doing? What am I doing? There's a Lightning game tonight. Go Bolts for anyone making it out to Tampa for the game. Hope y'all have a good time. Hope our team brings home the W. Yeah. And what do you got going on?
I'm so busy.
Are you?
As a single man that got a vasectomy, I'm so busy. I got so many plans.
I don't really have any major. Oh, tonight's my friend's birthday dinner. I'm super pumped to go out with her. Happy birthday, Alyssa.
Where are you going?
I love you. Hashtag nails on Instagram. Everybody look up hashtag nails on Instagram. I get my nails done from her, and she hand paints, and she's incredible, and she's booked solid.
One more time. What's the plug?
Hashtag nails on Instagram, but you probably aren't going to get in. She is very sought after people, but if you're in Tampa Bay, you want some fun.
God, you're the bougiest co-host in Tampa podcast.
Hand-painted nails.
What's the name of the place you're going for Alyssa's birthday?
We're going to Rococo downtown St. Pete.
Of course! It's always got a fancy name to it.
Ah, we're going to a steakhouse. We're having a girls' dinner. And happy birthday, babe. I love you. I hope this is your best year yet. You're a boss.
Well, you have fun at your fancy schmancy dinner. I'll be over here.
Smoke medical
weed every day.
Happy hour.